This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Hello, my name is Tom Scrank and I'm here today with four representatives from Technology Bandung University in Indonesia. Welcome and thanks for agreeing to sit and chat to us for a little while. I'm going to ask you each just to say a few words about yourself, your name, what your interests are. So we go from right to left for those of you listening in audio.
Hello, my name is Seno, for short. My complete name is Mahasena Putra. My research interest right now is using small telescopes to do some science, like observing variable stars, observing the moon at the daytime. Things like that, and I with some of my groups are trying to automate telescopes to make a robotic telescope.
Okay, that's great, thank you.
Hello, my name is Taufik Hidayat. I love radio astronomy very much since my youth. And with radio astronomy, I make some observation for planetary bodies, is mainly in the solar system, of course, in the outer part of the solar system, such as Jupiter, Neptune, and also Titans. And recently, I also working on radio astronomy data for extra galaxies. That's the subject in astronomy that I love so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, my name is Pramana Pramadi. I work for the Department of Astronomy and also at the Bosca Observatory of the Institut Teknologi Bandung. My primary interest is in cosmology, in particular on the use of gravitational lensing to study the evolution of the large-scale structure. Most of the time it uses computer simulation, but we do use observational data to constrain our computer simulation input. And on a different side of studying cosmology, I do think of the philosophical aspect and other aspect that usually people like to know when they speak about the universe. For example, where they are in the universe and how they relate to the universe. And it's interesting that some of those questions can be answered using science.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And finally.
Hello, my name is Hesti Wulandari. I come from Indonesia and I work at the Astronomy Department of Institut Teknologi Bandung. I'm interested in galaxy and cosmology. I did astroparticle physics during my PhD, but now I'm concentrated on the galaxy and cosmology, things like looking for dark matter and dark energy using astrophysical objects such as galaxy clusters.
I'm very interested by all your talks, and we're covering a range, obviously, from optical and planetary science through radio astronomy out to cosmology. We're not going to get to cover all of that in this short discussion. So what I thought maybe we'd talk about instead is a couple of the reasons why you're here in Manchester. So part of the discussion was around resiting or building a new observatory in West Timor. What's the history behind that?
Okay, yes, we have an observatory right now. It's called Wesca Observatory. And this observatory is the root of present astronomy in Indonesia. Basically, yes, practically, it is rooted on the observatory. And now, the observatory is almost 100 years old. And the surrounding area is terribly bright now because of the development of housing and hotels around that beautiful area. And since that problem, we think that it's the right time to to have a new observatory in a better place in the country. And then we searched through all kinds of available means, for example, the satellite data, and we found that the best place from the clear sky fraction is in the eastern part of Indonesia. And then there are some other criteria to choose when you want to build an observatory. First, of course, is the darkness of the sky, and then the clear sky, due to the cloud, you have to have very clear sky in terms of clouds. And then, if possible, you have to find a high enough place so that the atmosphere above you is thinner. And then, of course, access. You need to go there somehow. So, based on those criteria, we come to the West Timor in that mountain.
So, West Timor is comparatively underdeveloped?
Oh, yes. Especially near the location, near the site that we choose, it's really far behind, underdeveloped. But 100 kilometers from there, there's the capital of the province, it's developed.
Okay.
You have airport, you have many things, like it's modern.
Yes, you need transport to be able to get there, and lots of visiting astronomers and technicians and all the other work that goes on. So is it purely an optical observatory you're looking for, or are you looking to develop radio astronomy as well in that area?
Yes, before answering this question, another motivation which is very important behind the proposal for new observatory is to strengthen, to encourage the development of science in Indonesia. And we know that our economic situation now is more or less good, and we believe that it will increase in the future. So I think we have to make a good proposal for our government to develop new science in Indonesia. So the proposal is fortunately accepted by our government. Yeah, and we think that not only optical telescope, which is of course very important, and also it's very well known for publics, for great publics, but radio astronomy, we think that it is also very important to introduce science in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
First, because it is a very major instruments, very major science, and also in terms of budgets, it could be more or less affordable depending on the type of the instruments. So that's why we encourage to propose to have as soon as possible new radio telescope in Indonesia. Yeah.
Just maybe as an aside, but a lot of countries, for example, in Africa, are looking at old telecommunications dishes, radio dishes, that are no longer used because of, improved fiber-based, optical fiber communications.
Mm-hmm.
Are there facilities like that available in Indonesia that you could potentially use? Or are you focused on, let's build a nice new telescope that's, purpose-designed for radio astronomy?
Yeah, our focus, we should have good instruments, which is connected to local and international cooperation. It means a VLBI system will be a very good option.
Mm-hmm.
And we have talked with our neighbors, for example, in Australia, in Japan, in China. I think this is the first option for developing radio astronomy. Yeah. For preparing this, actually, almost the last 10 years, we also tried to construct a small radio telescope.
Yes.
With students, with small instrument, low-cost instrument, and so on. So, yeah, it is very encouraging to get new ones and, well, should be connected to a larger community in our region. So that's the idea.
You mentioned developing science and engineering capabilities within Indonesia. Is that specifically related to the observatory, or is it a wider proposition across the country? So lots of institutions joining together to do work.
Not that far at the moment, because considering the local condition, I mean the very immediate neighborhood to the future site of the new telescope facility. So we are actually aiming a basic STEM education, just strengthening school, helping teachers, and building more rational thinking capability of the local government officials, for example. That actually might be the first step before we getting into the higher level of engineering and other technological capabilities. The university, which is located in Kupang, the seat of the province, actually is trying to be involved with this project, mm-hmm. and they do have people with high competence. So we work together with them, but it is not a ready project quite yet. So therefore, okay. we are here to learn about various possible projects that would not only speed up the process of learning in the local area, but also thinking about future prospects. What could be done in areas very close to the observatory, which, needless to say, need to be protected for a long, long time, as far as dark sky and radio quiet. So,
yep.
because yep. there is population there. It is not an empty place like, you know, in high mountain in Chile. There are population. It's going to grow. So we need to see ahead of the time for that.
Okay. It's always a challenge because you want local populations to support what you're doing.
Yes.
You want them to be quiet about it.
Yeah.
Particularly on radio, not make too much radio noise, but obviously light pollution in the UK means all of our big optical telescopes are overseas now.
Right.
So, yes. But that's interesting because you touched on dark skies. And I know some of the discussions that have been going on are about formal agreements for dark skies. Is it a UN or UNESCO type agreement that you're thinking about? Or
not yet, but that is one of the best option that we're trying to pursue, to have that location as a dark sky reserve. Well, there are lots of requirements that we need to fulfill and we need to look into very, very carefully. But once the location is certified as a dark sky reserve, then we will have the support of international community, basically, to have it. And I think that will be a good pressure for the local government to enforce the protection regulation.
It's always a challenge. Particularly when you've got developing areas.
Mm-hmm.
Timescales. Developing a new observatory doesn't happen overnight. So how long have you been working on this? Is it this group? Is it a much bigger group? Is there a lot of support from the Indonesian government for this activity?
We have been thinking about building a new observatory since 10 years ago. And we started to find a better place other than the present observatory, started about 10 years ago. And it was started by people in our department, in the Department of Astronomy. And
okay.
Near 2014 or so. We don't know how or where the money will come from, but we know the good place is there. And then in Indonesia, there is like NASA, it's National Institute for Space and Aeronautics. So this body is as much bigger legal position or something. So if a big money will go to build something, it must go through this kind of agency, a bigger agency. Us in the one department in the university is only small unit. So we bring our proposal to this institute.
Okay.
And there are scientists with astronomical background, and they think the proposal is good, so they push the proposal to the government, and then finally the government agreed to invest some money for the...
Excellent.
Okay. And the time scale, well, actually in our thought, previously we think to build an observatory like what we imagine is will take about 10 years. But this institute thing, they ask us, is it possible to make it shorter, say 4 years or so?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yes. It's impossible to say no.
Well, yeah. When you've got the opportunity, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
And then, when they ask that question to shorten the the construction period, we already got support from the local people. For example, for the land, they already in principle give us the land to solve probably 50% of the problem. We got the land, yes, from the local government. And then yes, this institute follow up what we have done. And then the next problem was to choose the telescope maker who have the capacity to build a telescope in a short time.
Yes, short time, short ordering time scales.
Yes, yes.
I didn't tend to think of that particularly as a challenge. You know, oh, make a big mirror. Oh, that's fine. But that's not really the case. It's a very specialised science and art almost. Is there many people you talk to around the world that can do this, or is it just a very select few manufacturers?
Well, there are few manufacturers that we know has the capability to build a 3-meter class telescope in a short time. Actually, these companies has come to visit the National Institute of Space and Aeronautics. We call it LAPAN. And they make a presentation there, and then we know that our friends in Kyoto is building 3-meter class telescope of their own. And they have been thinking about this telescope probably 15 years ago. And then this year is nearing the completion. And since we only have 4 years, we think it's impossible to think everything from scratch.
Right.
Then our approach was to copy the working telescope if they know us. And then we asked the colleagues in Kyoto whether they will allow us to copy their telescope. And we got a very positive answer.
That's good. Yeah. That's excellent.
They introduced LAPAN to the telescope maker, and the discussion going on. And hopefully, it's not decided 100%, probably 95% right now. Yeah, if that 5% come, then next year the construction will be started.
Okay, that's good news. Mm-hmm. I mean, most scientific instruments are you know, fairly unique. Mm-hmm. They're fairly, there are lots of common principles, but mm-hmm. they tend to be specific designs. Mm-hmm. But if it's no reason why, if you've got a very modern instrument just being designed, you can't do a copy of it because there's mm-hmm. lots more science to do.
Yes.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I look forward to potentially coming out and seeing the observatory if I'm still around and when it's opened. So I'd like to thank you very much for giving your time today and for interesting presentations and the discussion here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for your patience.
It's okay.